This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy's liberal gang sure has a strange way of observing Armed Forces Day. In a moment, we'll face off. Ted, this past weekend was Armed Forces Day, a special time for a grateful nation to honor its men and women in uniform. But your liberal pals on Capitol Hill were real party poopers. They're wrestling with the budget, so guess where they swing the axe for quick and dirty savings? Right into the heart of the defense budget. Now, defense will and should take its fair share of budget cuts, but it isn't going to be a sacrificial lamb for liberals who refuse to cut spending anywhere else. Your pals want to whack $35 billion from the president's defense budget and $16 billion from our Senate plan. This cut goes way beyond weapon systems. It goes right at our friends in uniform. Ted, is that any way to wish them a happy Armed Forces Day?
Bob, everybody seems to be out of step on military spending except you. In fact, you may be the last Republican in Congress who still believes in throwing money at the Pentagon. Even your Republican colleagues in the House of Representatives deserted you this time, Bob. The House Republican leadership weighed in with a Pentagon budget plan almost $9 billion below the Senate level. You can't have it both ways, Bob. You just paid lip service to the idea that defense must accept its fair share of budget cuts. And in the next breath, you call for a steep increase in spending for defense. House Democrats shared the sacrifice fairly, Bob. They cut $8 billion from domestic programs and $8 billion from defense. 50-50, Bob. The Pentagon is adjusting very well to a leaner and stronger future. And it's time you adjusted too, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on corruption in USA to the Contras in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.